All right, setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX means it's a what, Kelly?
Example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you make it through the day without doing this, you can kind of look back on your moment and go, you know what? At least I didn't do this. So this woman in Savannah, if you can manage to make it through the day without picking a lame restaurant when trying to woo Savannah on a first date, then you're doing okay.
But that's subjective. I mean, what's considered lame?
Oh, she'll tell you.
Okay. I was supposed to go on a date last night and I canceled it. And here's why. He picked a lame restaurant. Okay, the restaurant you pick says a lot about you. And I take my restaurant game very seriously.
Okay, all right. So
far, I'm not on her side yet.
Okay.
And so if we're not compatible on the restaurant you choose, we're not going to be compatible on a lot of other things.
That's really judgy. That's very judgy. You're putting a lot of eggs in that basket.
Yes.
Okay. Like $3 signs minimum, preferably $4, white tablecloth, and you need to offer to send me a car to get there. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no, no. You need to offer to send me a car?
White tablecloth.
Get there?
So she's in New York City. So
okay.
That culture is a little bit different where, you know, okay, I'm not going to take a subway or I'm not going to take Uber or Lyft to get there, whatever. Send an Uber or Lyft to get me is kind of what she's saying. Because they're not going to drive. That's the point.
Okay.
However, she's saying white tablecloths. Got to be $3 signs or $4, you know, when you kind of look at the review of a restaurant.
Of how expensive it is.
Yes. So she's saying $3 or $4 on that first date restaurant is what she's saying. She's like, so if we're not compatible in the restaurant you choose, we're not going to be compatible in a lot of other things.
So basically you're just like, you have to bring your AAA game.
Yes. That's her thing. Dating supposed to be fun, she says. Go somewhere vibey, make it sexy, make it exciting. It's not supposed to be this interview process that it somehow got turned into. And if I wouldn't go there to kick it with my girlfriends on a night we're going out and getting drinks, why would I go there with a guy and lower my value of life?
Lower my value of life, I think, says a lot about her.
So, yeah. So there,
she's going to be what we call high maintenance.
So there were a lot of people, and this is why, obviously, she's getting attention.
Uh-huh.
There were a lot of people who jumped into the comments or jumped into her DMs.
She said dating's supposed to be fun. Out the gate. She kind of isn't making it fun by putting so much pressure on his first choices.
Well, she's later said, there are so many guys that have offered to take me to some very nice restaurants.
Oh, great.
So that's great. Hopefully she finds her person.
How hot is she?
I mean, she's a normal looking person.
Okay, like, so not like supermodel hot to where she should be able to get away with saying stuff like this all the time?
I mean, there is that axis, the hot crazy axis, uh-huh, which works for men and women alike.
She's teetering, it sounds like. She's teetering a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you're a very down-to-earth chick.
I'm low-key.
Like, you're don't need a lot of frills.
You could take me to a dive bar.
Right.
If you're cool and I'm into you, it's really not going to matter what we're surrounded by.
Yeah, but
give me a place where we can talk and get to know each other.
Right. So I knew that you were going to have kind of a different opinion of
now,
her stance.
I don't want to go to McDonald's on the first date.
Mm-hmm. And so she says to all the people who are calling her high maintenance, like, buddy, you're commenting from the basement of your mom's place.
Oh, listen.
And with empty wrappers, fast food wrappers around your car.
That's very judgy, too.
Not even my type anyway. So
I don't live in my mom's basement, and I'm saying things like that. I'm saying she's high maintenance.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, we'll put her on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show so you can kind of see who she is and what she's all about anyways.
But I would say, ladies, as a word of caution, if you are trying to find good people to date, don't discount guys out the gate if you don't think that he's taking you to the finest restaurant.
I mean, she's saying, I have a standard.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to meet the standard out the gate, you're not going to get in the door.
Yes, what I'm saying is the standard may be a tad shallow. and you could be missing out on amazing men.
So what made you cancel the date before the date? For Savannah, it was he rolled in with a restaurant that was below her standard.
She didn't even say like what restaurant he chose, right? So we can't even judge what he picked.
Like, she said it was like casual dining.
Okay.
She said it was like a casual dining place.
See, again, I'm not mad at that.
Right.
If he's trying to take me to like a fast food place with the drive-through, then maybe on the first date. I'm feeling like I need a little effort, more effort than that.
We're going here because I want a contest on the radio and I have free meals here. So this is why we're going.
See, that would make me laugh. I'd be down with that.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take and even your stories of what made you cancel the date before the date. All right. That's your State of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.